Your physical space is very important as you age. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brittany Howell, assistant professor of health sciences and director of the Healthy Aging Research Laboratory at the University of Alaska Anchorage, says your health could be on the line.
As people age, they often become less mobile and therefore more reliant on their physical environment. My recent research has determined that in the urban subarctic zone of the U.S., older adults may struggle to be healthy. Using a technique called concept mapping, we came up with a local definition of healthy aging in Alaska. This focus group process produced 100 ideas of what healthy aging means. These 100 ideas were then grouped by participants using card sorting techniques to determine which ones they thought were interrelated. The results of their sorted card piles were analyzed using multidimensional scaling and cluster analysis to parse the 100 ideas into 12 concepts of healthy aging. We then asked participants to rate how important each of these concepts are and how feasible they believe each is to achieve. Unfortunately, we found that participants generally viewed aspects of their physical and social environment to be most important yet least feasible to achieve, including access to affordable medical care, appropriate housing options, a physically accessible city, and a community that values its elders. Individual aspects of healthy aging tended to be rated as less important but more feasible, like positive attitude and good mental health, obtaining healthy food and physical activity, having a purpose in life, social relationships, and lifelong learning. These and other study results suggest that older adults might benefit most from changes to their physical environments and social policy rather than focusing on changes to individual health behaviors.
That was Brittany Howell of the University of Alaska Anchorage. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.